quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. To Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM with a campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded territories of the Catsey, Coquitlam, and Stolo First Nations, And typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. At the top of the hour there, you heard Mannequin Pussy with Nothing Like. Hope you enjoyed that. I was gonna do something a little bit different today, trying something out. Did a little bit of recording outdoors this morning. Decided to not put that into the show because I think the sound quality is probably not that good, if I'm gonna be quite frank. And I could just, you know, make things easier for myself by not importing files from my telephone into my very old computer. That being said, what was talked about when I was outside? Well, this morning I went out on a, like, what I would describe as like a depression walk, I guess. You know, we've talked about it on the show before, but times of global crises, you know, the depression is really like maxed. It's like really amped up. But sometimes also, when you experience fluctuating imbalances in brain chemistry while also dealing with the horrors of global crises, it can feel a lot worse as well. So I haven't been feeling too hot emotionally and mentally the past little while. And I've been given the advice from a number of people before, like, have you considered connecting with the land, going into nature? And since receiving that advice, I've been trying to incorporate getting into nature more often in my routine, in my daily life, and such. I just happened to have the time today to actually do so, to make a concerted effort to do so. And it was great. I'm going to tell you all about it today on the program, because I feel like I gathered some thoughts while on the walk about nature and birds and also human society. It's gonna sound like I'm off my rocker this episode of the show, and that's totally fine. That's how we're gonna do it from now on this program. A lighthearted couple of episodes last few weeks. Now we're going into something a little bit weirder. Hope you enjoy the rest of today's program. But for now, we're gonna listen to some more music. Like I said earlier in the hour, at the top of the hour, you heard Mannequin Pussy with Nothing Like. I believe that's new music from them, and this is basically just going to be that. It's going to be mostly new music on the show today. A lot of it is kind of like, I guess, like kind of like more mellow in melody. Not exactly what I usually go for, but it's fun times. It's good stuff. We have got some, we've got new music from Sade Wale. We love some local VanCon Star. Speaking of local VanCon stars and also CJSF Sweethearts, Hallelujah, Hailu coming up later on this hour. We've got the Bug Club, suggested, to me by a CJSF volunteer. We got some Tierra Whack. We got some Hinata Zaka 46, because we just came back from a Sakamichi episode, and I'm feeling a little bit emotional about Hinata Zaka 46. You're going to deal with it. You are going to deal with it. Oh my god, actually there's so much VanCon here now that I look at the playlist, because now I just realized this next track is also VanCon Icons. Here we go. This is new music from Winona Forever. Electrostatic.
It's automatic. Some type of magic. It's not something you can touch. But it makes your ass stand up. That's what I want. Electrostatic love. Picking up electrostatic shock. Just send me one.
Katie Tupper. That was Need Nothing. Before that, you heard Hallelujah Hi Lou with Walmart off of her debut EP, Eternally Yours. Congratulations, Hallelujah. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I love nature. I love being in nature sometimes. I do not like camping. Camping is something that I still refuse to accept, because I am into the idea of showering every day. I need and like to have a shower every day. I don't know, like, somewhat on topic, but, you know, if you've ever been, like, severely ill at some point in your life and doing kind of, like, more basic functions like bathing becomes difficult for you to do for whatever reasons, when you are well enough to bathe, sometimes it is something that is really taken for granted. I like to bathe at least once a day, simply because when I am unwell, that is not a privilege that I can access. Therefore, for me to go camping where there are no showers, nothing to bathe myself in, I wonder to myself, why did I choose to come here? Why did I choose to do this? Hey, if you like camping, good for you. If you are a not everyday shower type person, also, you do you, whatever. I'm just nitpicky, and that way. But other than that, I think nature is fascinating and cool. I grew up watching Zabumafu, like many Z-lennial children. I grew up also watching a little bit of, like, The Nature of Things, And other, like, very animal-related, nature-related television shows in Canada. I don't know if you have realized how nature-core a lot of our cartoons from, like, the 90s and, like, the early 2000s are, other fellow Z-lennial people who grew up in Canada during that time. But Little Bear, Franklin, I mean, even Nanalan in some ways. Like, Nanalan has a garden. Nanalan's grandmother is literally a carrot. You know, like, is she a carrot? I think she's a carrot, right? Like, you know, for people of my age, nature was a very important part of our childhoods, whether or not we were actually in it. And over the past year or so, I've discovered that being in nature actually makes me feel, you know, kind of not horrible all the time. So I went on a walk this morning to a local park with the effort to go bird watching. Obviously, I mean, if you listen to CJSF, you know, the people who make the programming here, we are worried about the birds. We are wild about the avians. We love Bird Note, first of all. A number of us at the station are also people who enjoy looking at birds in nature, in the wild, birding. And I suppose at some point, I decided that Bird Note was not enough. I have to try birding as well. So I started to last year, and I'm doing it extremely low level, super novice. My version of birding is looking outside of my window and trying to identify any of the birds that I see hopping around in the neighborhood. And that's it. Living in the suburbs, you see, like, basically, like, the same three or four types of birds most often. Crows, gulls, American robins. Your occasional stellar jay. And that's really it. So I wanted to go to the park. Again, I have not been feeling great emotionally nor mentally recently, and I'm still not the most well, but I must read you the list of birds that I saw during this little stint in the park. When I say stint in the park, that makes it sound like I'm doing something shady. I was just hanging out in the park looking at birds, okay? All right. I have to share with you. This is so exciting to me because there were multiple birds that I do not commonly see in my neighborhood because I don't live near a park. While I was walking to the park, living in the suburbs, I like have to like go through like residential area. And so I consciously made the effort to not listen to a podcast or music, just listening to the bird songs and noticing what was around me. And that was so great. In the residential streets, on my way to the park, I saw many American robins, I saw stellar jays, and golden-crowned sparrows, which are adorable. While at the park, which is also an interesting experience, it's one of those like common suburb parks, I guess, that are like humanly constructed, and there's like a small body of water in the middle of it. While there, though, I saw near the water tree sparrows, which I have never really noticed before. I don't frequent this park, but I also don't often see tree sparrows. Obviously, there were mallards in the little pond. There was a Canada goose that was really chill at one point, and then as I was watching its surroundings, it turned around and started to look directly at me. That was fun. But there were also black-capped chickadees, adorable. And then an American coot. And I identified that one. I didn't have to look through my Merlin app. I knew. I had to confirm with my Merlin app, but I knew that was an American coot. And also a spotted tahi, which I had not also really paid much attention to in the past, but it is this gorgeous little bird, a little bit smaller than your average American crow, I think a little bit like fluffier appearing as well, mostly like black body and head, a little bit of brown, some white spots, and then the eyes are they're very gorgeous because they look like they are ready to fight. They look feral and honestly a little bit scary. I love a weird looking bird. The thing is, also, it was not exactly the day to not wear glasses on a walk. I must have mentioned it on the show at some point before, but I actually, my vision is not that, like, my prescription for my vision is not that severe. I can see okay without my glasses. I have one eye that is farsighted and one eye that is nearsighted by only a smidgen on both sides. It's mostly astigmatism that is the issue. But I can read okay. I can look at places far away okay as well. But things usually appear blurry to me, no matter what distance they're in, if I take off my glasses. And so because I didn't think that I had to, like, read anything or, like, look at anything super far away, I didn't wear them on my walk, which made it a little bit difficult to identify some of the birds.